For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says the U.S. will not punish Saudi Arabia or Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. He says he's putting the U.S. economic relationship first over the accountability for the assassination.
It's all about America first. We're not going to give up hundreds of billions of dollars in orders and let Russia, China, and everybody else have them.
A New York Times report says last spring, President Trump wanted the Justice Department to prosecute two political adversaries, Hillary Clinton and former FBI Director James Comey. The report says that then White House counsel Don McGahn had to talk the president out of the idea of prosecuting them. The president said his homework in the Russia probe is finished.
The written answers to the witch hunt that's been going on forever.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The Thanksgiving holiday is underway and USA Radio's Robin Walensky is at the airport talking to busy travelers.
What's the mood of most of the people you're taking care of?
Very frantic. They having meltdowns everywhere.
Deontay is super friendly skycap here at Southwest, busy helping customers in all moods with their luggage and boarding passes, and tries to make them smile.
Gobble, gobble. That's what my little son loves to say. He's four.
New Jersey officials say arson appears to be the cause of a fire at a mansion that killed two adults and two children. Monmouth County Prosecutor Chris Gramaccioni.
There was one body that was found out front of the home. The other three were recovered from inside the home, and unfortunately they were burned severely as a result of the fire that they were exposed to.
The holiday rush is underway. AAA says nearly 49 million people will be on the highways this Thanksgiving, which is a 5% increase over last year. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the cold weather upon us, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reminds us to use heaters safely.
Experts and fire officials say people should never plug a space heater into an extension cord or a power strip. They say doing so is a major fire hazard, as extension cords and power strips are just not designed to handle the energy load of a space heater, which can cause the extension cord or power strip to overheat and potentially catch fire. Heating elements within a space heater can reach temperatures over 500 degrees, so they say they should always be plugged directly into a wall unit and watched very closely when in use. Also, keep them several feet away from anything combustible.
A new angle to fight the opioid epidemic, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Florida Republican Attorney General Pam Bondi is suing Walgreens and CVS over what she says is their role in the opioid crisis. Bondi explains on Fox News why everyone needs to be held accountable.
While millions of pills were going to pharmacies and they knew the red flags, they were warned of the red flags, that's what our lawsuit alleges, this is part of a big, big picture. And, you know, whether you are a manufacturer, distributor, a pharmacy, and you see millions of pills coming into a distribution center right in Florida, in Lakeland, Florida, and over 2 million going to Tampa alone, they knew there were things to look for. They didn't look for them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.